Hi, guess what time it is? It's time for a super ultra random not ASMR session. Unless you like my voice, unless you find this satisfying. Okay, I don't know what's wrong with me. I just not feeling like in a really bad place being better. Anyways, I have a strong belief that everyone in the world should have an ass. Even when you don't have an ass, you still have some padding on your tush. Even if you are a dude, there is still padding on your tush. Like, I don't like. Come on, everyone. Give your characters... That's not a segue. That's just me generally just wanting to talk about how I think everyone deserves an ass. Even if you have a flat ass, you still have an ass. It's still an ass. It's still a butt to make PG. Anyways. Let's talk about what I was supposed to talk about here. I read T. Yandere. Ace, not Ace Mars, Ian Derry, fuck, y'all, let me face that, I read Ian Derry books, okay, I know, like, it's kind of like the whole 50 Shades scenario, or 365 Days, which is a shit movie, by the way, it's like, I would never want to be in the actual situation, but playing around with it, I have nothing against it. The reason why, like, avoided them for a bit, like, I've been listening to them for a while, avoided them for a bit, because, two certain YouTubers messed me up with their ASMRs. Like, they scared the genuine daylights out of me. And their name is DexBA and KV? Yeah, KV voice actor, or VA. KVVA. I think I might be missing that, though. Because... genuinely terrifying, just in different ways. Like, one was a genuine yandere ASMR that scared the shit out of me, and I knew it was more accurate, but it's scary. It's still really, really scary. Duh. I like to hate trauma. Like, it was still really scary, so I avoided it for a bit. Though, I did listen to it, because, like, they both are really skilled. Like, a lot of ASMR YouTubers, I could go on for hours. Like, there's so many. I have, like, a good list of people that I cycle through, because peak talent. Check out Zombie Cat. He's, I think, yeah, he's, when it comes to, like, oh, he did scare us that one time. But, like, when it comes to that ASMR, like, also, I hope he's doing better mentally. No, he said he was changing, he had a new medication that was making him, he felt funky, wonky, well, a little bit more than funky, wonky, but you get the idea. But now he's feeling better about it. Take care of your mental health, everyone. Okay, just in general. Anyways, I want a yandere ASMR, or not even ASMR, a yandere book or something, where it's less of like a whole murder or kidnap, but more of like progressive gaslighting. Progressive, like, everything. Like, when he first becomes a friend and you think, and he makes you seclude yourself by making things up, saying that they said this, and when you go verifying, they, like, by spreading rumors about you and making... it looked like everyone else was spreading this rumor about you, and this close friend you had what started the rumor, and it, like, even, and like it's making you slowly lose trust in the people that you have around you except him, and secluding you, and like putting you in a position of vulnerability, whether that be like he saved you from a rape scenario or something or another, and he puts you in a position of vulnerability and takes advantage of that and making himself look like more like a hero, good person. He makes you seclude yourself because you think everyone's betraying you. Except him. He's a good person. Like, and continues to push the idea that, oh, I'm a good person. I would never. I want him to basically fuck you up mentally. I want him to manipulate you. Because that's more accurate. That's how, that's more accurate. Like, I imagine, like, at the beginning, he makes you seclude yourself. Instead of him taking things, doing things, he makes you seclude yourself. He makes you do all these things. He does all, like, he makes you seclude yourself, making him the only one there for you. He makes you have to trust people, making him there for you. He makes you only trust him. He's saying things, sets all these things up to make it look like he's the good guy, everyone else is the bad guy. Instead of, like, the whole classic, oh, just kill him, he gets too close to you, or the classic, like, blatant, like, kidnapping, where he secludes you. No, rather than let's say, and like maybe when you guys get together, because you feel like he's the only one who you can trust, like, because you're like, I'm, and like maybe when your boyfriend breaks up with you, he takes advantage of that scenario and makes it look like he's a good guy, and then you almost get sexually assaulted, he takes advantage of that, makes him look like a better guy, and like it takes advantage of those situations, and he's a shitty person. That person's a shitty person. If this sounds like somebody you know, cut that bitch off. And then when you guys get together, eventually he comes, he gaslights you, destroys your, not destroys your reputation, but destroys your self view of yourself, and makes you feel like him being with you is a blessing and you got lucky. And when you slowly start building back your confidence, he once again gaslights you and like slowly makes it seem like all the thing, everything you say is not important. Anytime you want to bring a different opinion to the table, he disregards it. And if this reminds you of somebody you know, cut that bitch off. He toxic. He hella toxic. And slowly gaslights you, and you feel like all your opinions are not worth it, and like maybe I should just agree. He's probably right, so you just slowly just start agreeing with whatever he says because he's right, right? Because he's clearly right, right? Like my ideas are so dumb because you destroy your self confidence, and so like to the point like it's unreturnable, and you continue with this idea because who else is supposed to go to you? You pushed everyone away, and even if you wanted to go back to them, he made sure to destroy that person so much that they fucking despise you, and he made it look like it was all on him, all on you. So you feel like you're essentially trapped. He's trapping you in a situation where you can't find anyone to go away from, to run away to. And he essentially boxes you in. And this is going to be a long-ass fucking time. I was talking to myself in my room. And he slowly makes gaslight you constantly. And it's like, it's not blatantly physical abuse. No, you still think it's like, whatever. Because you feel like you put him so much on this high pedestal, like, and he made sure to cut you down and lower you to like almost nothing. And like anytime you start like gaining confidence, because like, look at me, I'm being such a good guy. I'm being such an attractive guy. Like all these other girls be simping for him, and I got him. I won. He immediately destroys that and like does little things that make you think me dating you is just a blessing. Me even being friends with you from before this was just luck. I felt sympathy. I felt bad for you. And it's like he essentially just cuts you down anytime. And once again, if this reminds you of anyone you know, cut that bitch off. toxic. And I don't know, somehow like after a while it gets to the point of marriage, and it's like this might be unreven done, but gets to the point where like he basically cuts down sides where everything you do revolves around you. And so you have kids, like literally he says, oh, I'm just like, oh, you're right, it's fine because it came from having my kids, yay. But probably he's like, what if he just lied? Like, the only reason he's with you is because he felt bad. He got with you and became with you is because he felt bad for you. He's probably just saying that because he feels bad for you. And thus forth, bam, you're fucking bad for you. And because your thoughts constantly surrounds around him now, because he made sure he put himself in the middle, he makes himself like a huge person, a goddamn hero. You slowly develop a hatred for your body after having kids, which shouldn't. And you're also postpartum, is that the right word? Like post-baby depression, and you have that. So like somebody say your mind making that conclusion is not going to end well, and it slowly gets worse, and it does not end well for you. And I imagine him like maybe he had months of practice. Let's say you guys first meet when you're like 30, late age, or like 20, and like let's say he has years upon how he works is that yes, he does kill people. But he didn't kill anyone around you because he done this before. He had like every year he goes for a girl that looks similar to you. Like you've always been in sights, but a girl that looks similar to you, and or acts very similar to you and reacts the same way as you. And he puts them in uses different things. The first time he tried her out, he tried to kill everyone around her. She pushed him away because he didn't want him to get hurt. So he was him to get hurt. So he knew that was not a good route. So he just shifted talents over. She thought, oh, it's for the better, and she continued living his life. She eventually died of poisoning. But no one knows that. Everyone thinks there was natural causes. He dies again, maybe this time from the beginning of the relationship, gaslighting. The girl picked up on this and can't, like, gets off with him, does not want to talk to him. She later dies. Like, maybe he kills her, maybe she later dies. And he's like, this is just him, like, every few, I don't know how many times he's done this, maybe, and, like, maybe this is girl he did gaslight and got to the point, but then what ended up happening, instead of him being seen as a savior, he didn't do enough of that whole I'm a good person, I'm your savior thing. She ended up killing herself because gaslighting after a while does destroy you. But like, what did you expect? And like, he tried this over and over again trying to perfect this tactic, and you were like, he was like, I have enough information, I have enough info based on previous test trials, that's why like it finally affected on you. And like, maybe if you want to press up, toss some fucking like mafia, or like toss some princess, this is the prince of something, and maybe like for a pipe book, I don't know, like toss some of that spice, like, oh, he's a mafia leader, or oh, he's a prince, which makes it easier for him to get these girls and for them to win him over, and easier for him to experiment on these girls without facing any repercussions, because he's the prince, he would never. And like, maybe he helps hold a certain thing of hospitality, and or if he's a mafia, like, well, they probably took his drugs or did this and this, and that's what you get when you fuck with a mafia. And maybe he's a prince, and like, you spice it up with that, and essentially like, you spice it up with that, and essentially like, like all of a sudden, like in a scenario, the guy thing, like the main character male, well, not main character male, Yandere crazy boy, go, it's like getting, somebody's pointing a gun at him. She, like, her whole thing is the girl that's subjected to all this disgusting stuff. Like, maybe after the marriage point, I don't know. Which I, God, don't, if this, once again, if this reminds you of anyone, cut that bitch off. Like, maybe get to that point. And she'd rather die than him die, because this thing, her entire existence surrounds around him. That's worth it. If he dies, she will just kill herself. So that's worth it. It's better, logically, for less blood, for more life, for her to die. Because, like, all this was just sympathy. And it's like, it's a really fucked up scenario. And just, once again, if this reminds you of anyone, cut that bitch off. Or, like, if you're a significant other and you think, like, that, like, oh, if I'd rather die than be sleep, like, well, I can't make any claims. You do you. But, like, if that gaslighting shit reminds you of anyone, or, like, the seclusion of yourself reminds you of anyone, cut that bitch off. Because those are one of the warning signs of a very abusive relationship. And this relationship is very clearly abusive. Just because it's not physical does not mean it's not abuse. Understand that. And, like, I want to see somebody play around with this idea. Because it's, like, most times, always, like, they always go for the straightforward route of kill that person. But, like, what if they go through the route where they seclude themselves? Like, where you do everything they said, but when you think about it, it's all because of them, but like, you did it yourself, like, rather than, and then, like, for example, a scenario where, like, another scenario for his experiment was that, oh, like, her, one of them, he got really far with her, but then she ran away, went back to her family took her back, so like, he essentially just killed her, because like, I can't have anyone share about these, okay, like, because she, like, because tell anyone about these. Because, like, the one, this is my tactic. Two, it's, like, if I'm exposed, my whole reputation goes downhill. I can't fuck with that. And three, like, I need, like, the reputation. Anyways, I'll shut off now. It's just really long rant. I wanted to play around this idea. Like, the beginning started off with, like, everyone needs cake. And now I'm, like, and yeah, that's how gaslighting it. And I'm just, like, I want somebody playing around with fucking a straight abusive relationship. Because, like, a Yandere situation is never going to be, oh, they're so nice to me. It's always going to be, like, they will kill me. They, one, can kill me. They, two, can kill me. Three, I'm terrified of them. It's like, it's straight up, it's the way it started off is only bad. Like, it's not going to get better. It's probably going to be abusive. Like, yes, you could continue with that whole, like, I know everyone loves playing around with a really demented idea, like once in a while. And, like, I play around with the Yandere idea, and I know it's not realistic. Like, the whole idea of Yandere being super nice to you, but mean to everyone else. It's the same idea of, like, a bad boy being super nice to you, but mean to everyone else. It's, like, you expect them to change for you. Like, the whole idea of, like, they'll change for you, or they'll change around you, but they won't change for anyone else. It's, like, that's not how it works, but, like, most times that's not how it goes down. So, like, this oftentimes not how it goes down. So, like, one, if this reminds, so overall, this is what you should take away. If this reminds you of anyone, fucking cut that bitch off. Two, you could fantasize about domestic things and Yandere relationships and whatever, but don't want one IRL. Trust me, I've never been in one, but like, the way they act is not going to end well for you. You fuck up once, they will cut it off a limb. I've seen this before, I've read this before, I've seen it before, it does not end well. Well, I've not seen it before, I've read it before. I have not seen it before, not IRL at least. And three, like, don't ask for a Yandere relationship. Fantasize about it all you want, but, like, don't really want one. And three, Everyone needs ass, okay? Everyone needs a fucking ass. Ass is important to life. Ass. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's it. Bye. I'm just trying to get to the 15-minute mark. Come on. And 15 minutes. Bye.